Hello, I'm Justin Catanoso, and you're listening to the Business Report on 88.5 WFDD, a partnership with the Triad Business Journal. While the long-term shape and viability of the Affordable Care Act may well lie with a Republican-controlled Congress and the Supreme Court, the short-term reality is that the second nationwide health insurance enrollment period starts this weekend. Reporter Owen Covington is covering the story, and he joins me now. Welcome, Owen.
Good to be here.
As you report, healthcare.gov has been open all week for window shopping ahead of this weekend's enrollment period. What's that all about?
That's a new feature this year. Starting last Sunday night, the site opened so that folks can go on and see plan details and premiums in advance of the start of enrollment on Saturday. The idea being folks will become more familiar with the site, go ahead and do some window shopping, and be more prepared to enroll once enrollment opens.
North Carolina is among 26 states that depends solely on the federal government to run its health care exchange. What will enrollees in our state find different this sign-up period?
Well, what a lot of folks are crossing their fingers about is they're going to find a site that works better. The first go-round, there were technical glitches that really made it difficult for folks to enroll. So there's been a lot of work that's gone into making the site work a little better. Within North Carolina, they're going to find a bit more competition. Last year, Blue Cross Blue Shield offered plans in all 100 counties. Then Coventry Healthcare of the Carolinas offered plans mainly in the major metros, but United Healthcare, which is the country's largest insurer, is going to come on board with the marketplace in North Carolina this year. So you've got a bit more competition for customers.
Will this have an impact on premiums?
It's a little early to see what that impact is. Premiums did go up this year. Could they have gone up more if United Healthcare hadn't jumped in? We don't know, but that's something to take a look at over the coming years.
So let's get some basic data. The number of uninsured Americans has dropped significantly in the past year as a result of Obamacare and the expansion of Medicaid in many states. How many more Americans are covered now as a result of this coverage? And how many of them are in North Carolina?
Well, the latest numbers put that population at about 7.1 million that are covered now that hadn't been previously through the Affordable Care Act. In North Carolina, that pool is about 360,000 who were able to purchase coverage on the exchange during the first enrollment period.
So what are the predictions for enrollment this year?
Well, the government has scaled back their estimates a bit. Initially, the Congressional Budget Office had predicted about 13 million would sign up during this second year. But just this week, the administration has come back and said, well, it'll probably be about 9 to 10 million, which would be the addition of about 2 to 3 million during the second enrollment period.
So, you know, when we're out talking with hospital administrators and doctors across the triad, they lament the state legislature's unwillingness to expand Medicaid coverage, as is happening in lots of other states. How many people in this state are losing out on coverage because of that decision? And what are the chances that the legislature now will reverse itself and expand Medicaid?
Well, looking at that population, it's more than 500,000 people who would be eligible for coverage if the state were to expand Medicaid. That wasn't an option this year, as the state legislature really didn't do anything to reform Medicaid, and the administration has said that that's not something they've been interested in. But that door has opened a little bit recently, with the governor saying he could be more open to it. Newly elected U.S. Senator Tom Tillis sort of reversed his position on that, so there may be some movement in the next year.
So, Owen, tell us, are there some local efforts that are going on to encourage enrollment this time around?
One of the most concerted efforts has been down in Randolph County, where Randolph Hospital in Ashboro received a federal grant last year to create a team of navigators to help folks through the enrollment process, help increase awareness, and help educate folks. They were able to conserve some of that money in the second year, and so they've got some more folks that are going to be assisting consumers as they look to sign up. They're hoping to sign up about 5,000 people during the second year. To put that into context, before the Affordable Care Act, there were about 24,000 uninsured in Randolph County.
Owen, thank you.
Thank you.
To read Owen Covington's stories and more breaking business news from the region, go to the Business Journal online at triad.bizjournals.com. For WFDD News with this week's Business Report, I'm Justin Catanoso.